I hope you enjoyed the replay of that today.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
I'm just a farmer like you. I wear the same rook and shoe. It sang the parrot deep blue.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Top of the morning to you. It's 38 degrees at 7 o'clock. A news update is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is kicking off 2024 with discounts and in-stock inventory. We've got 2024 Chevy Silverados. 20 Silverado half-tons are available to drive and buy with savings up to $6,600, including dealer discounts and Chevy incentives with a qualified trade-in, or interest rates for well-qualified buyers as low as 1.9%. Or we have 19 Silverado heavy duties available too. Inventory changes daily, so contact a friendly salesperson for details. We've got SUVs in stock too. Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and even the all-new Chevy Trax. Go to JonesChev.com for details and see over 80 pre-owned vehicles and program cars. See our GM Certified Service Department for maintenance, repairs, or snow tires. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. How to respond? Washington is working to answer that question after an enemy drone killed 3 U.S. troops in Jordan and wounded many others.
A preliminary report suggests human error may have played a role in the deadly drone strike this weekend on U.S. troops in Jordan. Two officials say the report suggests American forces at the small base may have mistaken the enemy drone for a U.S. one and let it go unchallenged. The strike killed 3 soldiers from Georgia and wounded more than 40 others.
We are still assessing what happened and how a one-way attack drone was able to impact the facility.
Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh. The incident leaves President Biden with a delicate balancing act, while his administration believes Iran was behind the attack.
We are not looking for a war with Iran.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We will respond and we'll respond appropriately.
But how?
There's no easy answer here.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Should Donald Trump's name stay on the primary ballot in Illinois? The state election board considers that question today after a recommendation that his name be removed over the Constitution's insurrection provision. Now to those 6 men whose bodies were found last week in Southern California's Mojave Desert. 5 suspects are under arrest.
Sergeant Michael Warwick of the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department says all the victims were likely shot to death and 4 of the bodies had been partially burned together.
We are confident that this appears to be a dispute over marijuana, which resulted in the murders.
Audio courtesy of KABC. Officials say they don't know if any drug cartels were involved. I'm Donna Water.
X has restored searches for Taylor Swift after temporarily blocking users from seeing some results as deepfake images of her circulated online. This is AP News. There's more news about Toyota.
The Toyota Group in Japan faces a raid in a test cheating probe. Transport officials have raided the plant of a Toyota Group company to investigate cheating on engine testing, as the company says it kept its status as the world's top automaker in 2023, selling 11.2 million vehicles. Hours after the probe began at Toyota Industry Corporation's plant in central Japan, Toyota chairman Akio Toyoda vowed to steer the company out of scandal and ensure the Japanese automaker sticks to making good cars. The testing scandal surfaced first last year. No major accidents, though, have been reported in connection with any of the cheating. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN's out with the hottest temperature ever recorded in Europe, 119.8 degrees Fahrenheit in Sicily 2 years ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Richland Center and Bosco Bell residents, support your community by shopping local at NAPA, your friendly, locally owned store. For all Milwaukee Tools fans, now is the time to stock up. Buy more, save more. Purchase $300 and get a $50 gift card, $400 for a $100 gift card, or go big with $500 and enjoy a $150 gift card. NAPA Auto Parts at Richland Center and Bosco Bell. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
6 minutes after 7, we'll share with you the forecast details for this week in just a moment.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
This is Phil Nee, and I'm a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Bosco Bell. Good stuff, packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted. And right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Bosco Bell, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Bosco Bell.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Lots of clouds today, patchy drizzle possible this morning, a high temperature around 40. Northwest winds will be at around 10. Tonight it could be a bit frosty, low of 27. Wednesday partly cloudy and warmer and 47 to wrap up January. Coming up Thursday, 45 degrees, partly cloudy. And for Friday, Groundhog's Day, partly to mostly cloudy and a high of 42. 43 Saturday and 44 on Sunday. In Richland Center, earlier it was 35. We are actually up from that. We've been as warm as 40. It is 38 degrees. WRCO, WRCE saying good morning from Richland Center. Here's Randy Travis.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. But you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Faithful, I'll be happy to tell you.
They say time takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. But honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on memory, make people forget things they knew. Well, it's easy to see, it's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, but just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever.
Minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning, Tuesday. Today it's Quizzy Poo Day, so I should have studied, but I was out at the basketball game last night, didn't get my homework done. But right now, Tim McGraw.
That girl, she's a party all nighter, little funky comadina, little strawberry wetter. That girl, she's a love gunslinger, neon Jaeger bomb, country okey singer. She's a bagel radio slow ride, low ride, good time. If you see her, tell her I'm looking for that girl, that girl, that girl. Hard to find, got me spending every night looking for that girl, that girl, that girl. Sundown, heaven town, driving round, hitting the bars, shooting the stars, rolling up on every party, wondering where you are. Something says, baby, yeah.
like a honeycomb. Smile like a country song. Baby, climb on in.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Doo, doo, doo. Looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur controller. Listening to Buck Owens.
Clearwater Revival, looking out my back door. Looks like Hank Bray is approaching. Lock the door, everybody.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
WISCOAT is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the WISCOAT mission, where quality and honesty meet. WISCOAT is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. WISCOAT cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
As
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes a small milking herd dispersal featuring 22 head of Holstein cows, mostly first and second lactation, milked in a stall barn and let out daily with the bull. Plus, their weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and bredback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
Did you know there was a national blood shortage declared in September of last year? Winter is the most difficult season to maintain blood supply in hospitals across the nation, and donors are needed now more than ever. Someone in the U.S. needs blood every 2 seconds. Make a difference in someone's life by donating blood or platelets today. Visit richlandhospital.com for information about our next blood drive.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hello.
Good morning, Philip.
Rounding it up.
Rounding it up, my
Tuesday.
Man. Tuesday morning. How are you doing, buddy?
You know, I'm doing well.
Did you had a good ball game last night?
We did have a good game. Yeah, boy, I've been blessed with a couple of just really...
you can't beat those, can you?
Barn burners.
That
the one
awesome.
With North Crawford last week, and then last night, Royal and Ithaca.
Mm-hmm.
And just real intensity and just really well played.
I watched that and listened to you last night.
Okay.
Good ball game.
Two really good teams.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yeah. And look for them to play again down the road.
Everything has to fall right. The regional and sectional that both teams are in is just incredible.
Oh, my goodness.
Going to be about four ranked teams
in there.
So
whoever comes out of there will be tested.
They sure will.
But. And Ithaca is tested. So, I mean, 1-1 in close games. But you know what? It is what it is. I mean, a couple missed layups, a couple of rebounds either way, and it's good, and the ball game could go either way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It was Royals' first lead wasn't until 3 minutes left. So
really?
Yeah.
So last night I was in Highland. I did the JV game for Lynn
over
there. And they had senior night. And Highland has two seniors, and Harley Fredericks is a senior from Highland. Really good kid. And I walked in the gym, and she goes, "Oh, good, you're going to ref my game." I said, "No, Harley, I'm not." And she goes, "Well, stick around. It's senior night if you don't mind." And I said, "That's fine." And you know what? From a senior, I'm going to do that if they ask. And I've been reffing her since she was just a little tyke. And so they started announcing these seniors, and they were from Shellsburg. So Shellsburg had three seniors, and Highland had them all gift bags.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is really, really neat. And I have seen that at Ithaca, too, from the girls.
Good,
I think
good sportsmanship.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just like, that's very touching. And then they all took a picture together. Then they did Highland seniors. Sweet. What a great performance from Highland. Shout out to them.
Well, I like that. And, too, and you think about those players, they probably have been playing against one another
for
in tournaments since they were old enough to hold a basketball.
Yes.
So,
I mean, what a neat experience for Shellsburg and Highland. I think that is really, really neat. So hopefully that is rewarded down the road to them girls as well. So, nice job. Hats off to Highland.
So, right. So what do you have today for?
Well, we have a quiz.
Quizzy poo.
Yep.
Oh.
Riverdale teams to. Oh, my fault. No, that's your stuff. All right, Philip. It's on music.
It's on music?
Yep. We had a contributor yesterday.
Bless you.
Sherry Bunce. And sorry, Sherry, I have not decoded the recorded message that we did yesterday. So that will be coming in the future. So we have 10 questions on music. They're true. Some of them are true, false, and some of them are multiple choice.
These are ones that you came up with.
Yes.
Okay.
So these should be easy, right?
I'm a little leery. Well, I don't know, because depending on your source.
Yeah. In the year 2032, Phil.
Uh-huh.
What? No, I'm
kidding. What?
Okay. All right. Number one, my man. What is the most recorded song of all time, according to, this is ours, Guinness Book of World Records?
Okay.
All right. Is it Amazing Grace, How Great Thou Art, Yesterday, or Summertime?
All right.
All right. And that was according to Guinness Book of World Records. Elvis Presley, first number one hit on the Billboard chart was Heartbreak Hotel. Mm-hmm. And over in the UK, his first number one hit was All Shook Up. What was his first number one hit in Australia?
In Australia?
Yeah.
Oh,
was
boy.
It Jailhouse Rock, Don't Be Cruel, Heartbreak Hotel, A Fool Such As I?
Whew. All right.
I'm not talking about a fool like me. All right, buddy. Number three, the opening riff for Johnny B. Goode was composed by Chuck Berry. Is that true or false?
All right.
Which was the first song written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney to make the Billboard Hot 100? I Want to Be Your Man, From Me to You, Do You Want to Know a Secret, and a World Without Love. So I'm going to do this again. Which was the first song written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney to make the Billboard Hot 100? All right. I Want to Be Your Man by the Rolling Stones, From Me to You by Del Shannon, Do You Want to Know a Secret by Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas, or A World Without Love from Peter and Gordon?
Okay.
All right. Number five. What was the first record officially certified as a million seller? Not a dollar. I'm sorry. A million seller. Chattanooga Choo Choo by Glenn Miller. 1 O'Clock Jump by Count, is it Basie?
Mm-hmm.
And In the Mood by Glenn Miller and the Woodchopper's Ball by Woody Herman.
Wow.
That's a tough question.
That is.
Yep, I got him. I got him.
Going back to the old days.
Yeah, and you said you like the old ones.
I do. Well, back to the Ray Schrader era.
Is this what this is?
Yes, well, that would be, right. Yeah.
Number six, my man. Which of the following was the first number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 chart published in August of 1958? Splash Splash by Bobby Darin. Poor Little Fool by Ricky Nelson. When the Callan Twins and Patricia by Perez. Is it Padro or?
Prez Prado.
Prez Prado.
Yep. All right.
All right. And number seven, in the 20th century, during the rock era from 1955 to 2000, who is the only act to have a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 with an instrumental and a vocal hit?
Oh.
Do you know that?
I think so.
I'm going to see if you... Oh, my goodness. The Beatles, Herb Alpert, The Ventures, and Elton John.
Okay.
All right. Number eight, which is the only... And I'm going to tell you guys, he wrote that... down the answer before I even know it. So it's impressive. What was the only record of the 20th century rock era to be number one twice on the Billboard pop chart? Do you know that one before I even say it?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this guy in concert before.
Really?
Yeah,
oh.
Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and his Comets. The Locomotion by Little Eva. The Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett. Or The Twist by Chubby Checker. Number nine, during the 20th century, which artist had the most number one hits on the Billboard country chart? Is it George Strait, Eddie Arnold, Merle Haggard, or Conway Twitty?
That's a tough one. Okay.
I thought you would know that one.
Oh, that must mean I got it wrong. You're looking over my
paper.
No,
I couldn't. Number 10, Pee-wee the Piccolo. Is that right?
I don't know.
Was the first 45 RPM record released in the USA?
Pee-wee the Piccolo.
Yes. True or false?
Okay. All right. Boy, it's a tough one, eh?
It is a tough one.
Yes, it is.
It is a What do you think you got, buddy?
I'm going to say I have 8 out of 10.
Really? Did I stump you on the music?
Yeah, I don't think the Eddie Arnold one's right, but we'll see.
Did you get Eddie Arnold on that?
That's what I wrote. Well, yeah. Anyway, that's...
All right, number one.
All right.
The most recorded song of all time according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
The fourth one you said.
Summertime, yep.
Yep.
It is. Do you know that song?
Summertime and the living is easy.
Yep, I don't know that one.
Carp are jumping.
Number two, Elvis Presley's first number one hit on Billboard chart was Heartbreak Hotel. And over in the UK, his first number one hit was All Shook Up. What was his first number one hit in Australia? Is it Jailhouse Rock, Don't Be Cruel, Heartbreak Hotel, or A Fool Such As I?
I went with A Fool Such
that
As I.
That is true. Yeah.
All right.
A Fool Such As Hank.
Fool Such As You. All two right. for two, baby.
Number three, the opening riff for Johnny B. Goode was composed by Chuck Berry. True or false?
Well, I said false.
It is false.
Because I think Johnny Johnson, his piano player, he was kind of mimicking what Johnny played on the piano. So
oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Which was the first song written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney to make the Billboard Hot 100?
I went From Me to You with Del Shannon.
Yep, that is correct. Yeah. From Me to You by Del Shannon, yep. Actually, no.
Wasn't a big hit, but he was the first to record one and release
okay.
it over here.
Yep. Okay. What was the first record officially certified as a million seller?
I went with the Chattanooga Choo Choo.
That is true.
Woo-hoo!
That is true.
Yep. Pardon me, Hank. Is that the Chattanooga Choo Choo?
Chattanooga Choo Choo. Choo Choo.
Yeah.
Which of the following was the first number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 first published in August of 1958?
Poor Little Fool.
Poor Little Fool by Wilkie Nelson.
Yep.
In the 20th century, during the rock era from 1955 to 2000, who is the only act to have number one? excuse me. Who is the only act to have a number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with an instrumental and a vocal hit?
Got to be Herb Alpert.
It is. How did you know that?
Oh, I just know that. Yeah, he had quite a few hits.
You have some very useless knowledge up there.
Rise was number one, and he may have had one before with instrumental, but the vocal was This Guy's in Love with You.
Oh,
you okay. See, this guy's in love with you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What is the only record of the 20th century rock era to be number one twice on the Billboard pop chart?
That would be The Twist by Chubby Checker.
That is The Twist on Chubby Checker.
Wow. Yeah.
Twist and Shay.
Have you seen him before?
Yeah, I have him.
Really?
When the FFA convention, when I was a young guy, was in Kansas City, Missouri, he was up there performing along with Dwight Yoakam.
Really?
Yeah.
Chubby Checker and Dwight Yoakam. That doesn't seem like that works.
They had the tractors were up there. I mean, it was all kind of stuff up there. But that night we saw Chubby Checker and Dwight Yoakam.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So during the 20th century, which artist had the most number one hits on the Billboard country charts?
Well, again, I wrote Eddie Arnold.
I cannot believe that you did not pick Conway Twitty.
Well, I would have probably not. Eddie Arnold had hits starting in the 40s, and his last hit was in the 80s. I probably would have went with George Strait second.
He had 60 or 61
number. But again, that not all in the 20th century. Some were in, past that.
Okay.
So I don't know. I'd have to look that one up. I might. That one might be in a little bit of a question. I'm not questioning Eddie Arnold, but I'm surprised they've got Conway on that because I didn't know he had that many number ones.
I didn't either, actually.
Huh. Okay.
Pee-wee the Piccolo was the first 45 RPM record released in the USA.
It's got to be true.
It is true.
Woo!
Man. You get them all?
No, I got one wrong.
Got one. Oh, Eddie, buddy.
Nope. Is that a fridge hanger? Because it's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah, I think it was November 20th of November was the last one.
That's about time.
No fridge hanger, buddy.
No fridge hanger?
10 for 10.
Oh, man.
But the good news is, Philip, you still can participate in your athletic.
Oh, good.
Extracurricular activities, yes.
We'll be at Riverdale tonight.
Riverdale, so. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, you should have some good officials over there, buddy.
Well, I sure hope so. I hope that they don't delay me and keep me up past my bedtime.
Yeah, we're going to try to be out there.
Got to be home.
And it's going to be me, Phil.
It's going to be you.
Me and my. I got Blaine Krantz and Andrew Riker. So you're pretty.
So
well,
don't.
They got two out of three that are pretty good.
Don't call any fouls.
What fouls?
Yeah.
I'm not even carrying a whistle.
I want to be home before 9 o'clock.
Well, just to let you know, I have two ball games in basketball, so I'll be hustling to get there on time.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
Okay. So we may have to delay the start of the game.
No, they can't start without me, but I'm going to try to be there. I mean, Ed from basketball, the athletic director, said, yeah, you'll be over there by 6:30.
Well, don't call any fouls in basketball then either.
Again, I'm not even carrying a whistle. My God. Hey, you know what? Have a great day, and everybody be kind out there.
All right, brother. That's Hank Bray.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All
7:35, we're going to go on toward ahead of maybe about 40 or 41 today. We already actually have been there. Temp has dropped to the current mark of 38 degrees. This day in history, 1933, the first episode of the Lone Ranger radio program was broadcast on station WXZY in Detroit. 1973, Kiss performed their first show in New York. 1989, George Michael and Randy Travis were the top winners at the American Music Awards, each won 3 separate awards. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries for today, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High-Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today. Let's see, to Joe Fortney, have a great day, from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. To Doris Crandall, looking younger every day. Also to Mick Renish from his wife, have a great day today, Mick. And greetings from the United Methodist Church in Richland Center to Melissa Sprecher and Jeremiah Storer, who both have birthdays on the last, second to the last day of January. Happy birthday to Pat Luttig from Bloom City's Town Crier. And today, Chuck Lenz, Melissa Sprecher, Jerry Rigo, Mike Huffer, and Tanya Planka are on the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary VIP Club. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Marissa Szynski, to Shane Gunlock, Tina Moore, Jeremiah Storer, Jennifer Smith, Cole Brunson, Katie Brunson Morris, Samantha Cook, and Daytona Birch. Happy golden birthday to R.J. Duncan, who turns 30 today. Love from mom and dad, sisters and brothers, grandma and grandpa, and all of your nieces and nephews. Best wishes on your day, and welcome to 30. Happy birthday to Jennifer Wheaton. Happy birthday from Penny and the family, and from your sister, Darlene. And for the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, happy birthday, Kayla Babel, Thad Johnson, and Bill McCormick, also Michelle Walsh. And happy anniversary to Lisa and Marty Pingle on their special day.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Hi, this is Dakota from J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to help make events like birthdays and anniversaries more memorable. Whether you want to spend $20 or a few thousand dollars, we have the best selection of beautiful jewelry for your loved one. If you aren't looking for a new piece of jewelry, I specialize in restoring old jewelry. A great gift can be as simple as polishing her wedding ring to new or the necklace she inherited from a family member. Regardless of what you're looking for, come in and talk to me, Dakota, at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament starts at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. Grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Walsh's Ace Hardware, Big Prairie Storage, and Jones Chevrolet. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th for the annual Fishery. Don't miss it. Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top-quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Here's Kenny Rogers for our couples today.
I can't remember when you were when I didn't care for anyone but you. I swear we've been through everything there is. Can't imagine anything we've missed. Can't imagine anything the two of us can't do. Through the years, you've never let me down. You've turned my life around. The sweetest days I found with you. Through the years, I've never been afraid. I've loved the life we've made, and I'm so glad I stayed right here with you. I can't remember what I used to do, who I trusted, who I listened to before. I swear you've taught me everything I know. Can't imagine needing someone so, but through the years it seems to me I need you more and more.
This is Phil Neese, and thanks for joining us. Joanne has the news coming up next this morning on WRCO.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Courtin Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Courtin Main in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 38 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Chetsfeed Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Lots of clouds today with patchy drizzle possible this morning, a high of 40. Tonight, partly cloudy and frosty with a low of 27. Currently in Richland Center, we have light westerly winds and it's 38 degrees.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. A pickup truck collided with a horse-drawn vehicle last night in rural Hillsborough. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received the call shortly after 9. The pickup truck was traveling southeast on Colish Road near County Road C in the town of Greenwood when it collided with the horse-drawn vehicle traveling the opposite direction. The horse-drawn vehicle was occupied by a family of 5, resulting in serious injuries. 3 patients were transported to Gunderson St. Joseph's in Hillsborough by Hillsborough Area Ambulance. Richland County EMS transported the remaining 2 patients to the Richland Hospital. 2 of the patients were later transferred to the University of Wisconsin Children's Hospital in Madison. The operator of the pickup truck, Bruce P. Donlin, 63, of rural Hillsborough, was arrested for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, causing injury. Donlin is being held pending a bail hearing in Vernon County Circuit Court. The crash remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. Also assisting at the scene last night were the Yuba Fire Department, Yuba First Responders, the Richland County Sheriff's Office, Hillsborough Police Department, and the Wisconsin State Patrol Technical Reconstruction Unit. Many area voters will have new referendums to vote on for school district that their community is part of. One area school district that does not have a new referendum for the April election, but is working on one, is the Riverdale School District. John Schmidt is Riverdale's district administrator.
The topic of conversation in a lot of districts at the moment is referendums, and in our district is operating referendum. And we have been looking at that, and, you know, we have a referendum out that runs to 26-27, but some things have changed since then. The fiscal cliff that's hitting us, the inflation, the work shortages, you know, it's becoming a question if we're going to go to referendum early, it's going to be when we're going to go. And this year, we realized we were going to have a couple years of a deficit budget. It's kind of an after effects of COVID. We have built up our fund balance so we can withstand that. We were able to save some money for deferred maintenance, but that still now can't be used to cover your day-to-day operating costs. And this year we have a deficit plan for $430,000. Next year it's looking like the number we're looking at is about $800,000 deficit if we maintain the programs the way we're running them now.
A new referendum might not be ready for the upcoming election, but it might appear on the ballot in the near future.
We got a couple different times this year you can run it. Does not look like we'll be doing the April one, but there's a time in August you can run one. There's a lot of the presidential elections in November, and then there's also in April 2025, so we'll be looking at those dates. We can push it back another fiscal year for us, so I guess we're looking at getting by next fiscal year in the deficit and then the following year running that. But yeah, we'd start the process in August.
Before establishing the referendum, communities of the Riverdale School District will be informed about the needs that will eventually be voted on.
Seeing where we stand with our community and start educating people kind of the reasons why. You know, and I think it's not a surprise to a lot of people, the inflation that we've had to deal with. The last 2 years, it's been a 4.7%, and then it was 8% last year. Supply chain shortages are driving up all our costs. And then a big one is worker shortages and trying to get people in the door, especially for paraprofessionals, custodians, bus drivers, and even teaching staff. So it's a different game than it was 2 years ago.
There are certain operational costs that John Schmidt says have gone up.
Part of this is where we're getting hit now a little bit is we had to increase positions with benefits. And that's something we cut back in 08, 09 era when we failed a referendum or two. We went from full-time paraprofessional positions and custodial positions to 5.5 hours, which wasn't ideal, but allowed us to save money on benefits. We did that until we couldn't fill positions, which ended up being last year. So now we're adding a lot of those benefits back just to get people in the door. And the number I think we were kicking around at one time that saved us was about $225,000 back in 2011, 2012 money. But now to keep the doors open, it costs more. Every decision, we always look at our numbers. We always look at class sizes. If we would get to the point where we start making cuts, it's going to affect class sizes will be the one thing. You know, I don't want to get into that. But if you look at $800,000, it takes quite a few staff to make that up.
There will be no capital referendum, but needs for the Riverdale School District to place on the operational referendum will be discussed at future school board meetings. The district will keep the public informed once needs are established. Democratic presidential candidate U.S. Representative Dean Phillips wants the Wisconsin Supreme Court to order that he be put on the primary ballot in the battleground state. The state's top Democrats only put President Joe Biden's name on the ballot. Phillips asked the state's highest court to take his case on Friday. On Monday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court gave the committee that put forward Biden's name as the only Democratic candidate, as well as the State Elections Commission, until Wednesday to respond. Former President Donald Trump and five of his challengers, including four who have ceased campaigning, will also be on the Wisconsin ballot. Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order creating a task force to address challenges in the healthcare workforce. Evers said there are concerning projections when it comes to healthcare positions in the state.
According to the Department of Workforce Development, Wisconsin faces a potential deficit of 20,000 nurses, 20,000 nurses by 2040. Between 2020 and 2030, Wisconsin's healthcare industry has seen nearly 32,000 annual openings across occupations.
According to Evers' office, the task force will investigate recruitment and retention, identify ways to improve patient care, explore ways to grow the healthcare workforce, and create a plan with solutions related to workforce development. Leading it will be the job of Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez.
As the leader of this new workforce, we will focus on ways that we can not only bring more talented workers to our state, but keep them here, too. And building on the momentum that we've already started, we will seek out new and innovative pathways to get more people started in a successful healthcare career.
According to the Department of Workforce Development, Wisconsin faces a potential deficit of 20,000 nurses by 2040. Vaping in Wisconsin is among the lowest in the United States, according to a new study. Research from Forbes Advisory ranks Wisconsin number 40 in the nation for e-cigarette use. Only 3.3% of Wisconsin adults tell the study they vape every day. The national average is 3.8%. Weigh in on the state's new highway map. The next edition of the official Wisconsin highway map will be published next year, and the State Department of Transportation wants to hear from you. A survey is available on the department's website, and public comment is open through February 29th. The use of geographic information system data will enable the new map to show current infrastructure and help travelers navigate roads throughout the state. Free printed copies of the map are available at locations, including rest areas, welcome centers, and travel information centers. Four people are under arrest after a high-speed chase through Dane County. Dane County deputies say that chase started just before noon Sunday when a stolen vehicle connected to other incidents was spotted in Edgerton. Police caught up with the vehicle near Madison, where it was traveling at over 90 miles per hour. It then crashed in a clinic parking lot and four people fled from the car. Deputies were able to use drones to track and spot the suspects, who are all facing various charges. The suspects have not been identified. A Wisconsin judge will hold a hearing in April to consider whether to release the second of two women who nearly stabbed a classmate to death in 2014 to please online horror character Slenderman from a psychiatric facility. 21-year-old Morgan Geiser petitioned Waukesha County Circuit Judge Michael Bowron January 16th for release from the Winnebago Mental Health Institute. Bowron, on Monday, appointed three psychiatric experts to examine Geiser. He will consider their reports during a hearing on April 10th and 11th. The other woman involved in the attack, Anna Sawyer, was granted conditional release from a psychiatric facility in 2021. Richland County property owners are being reminded that Wednesday is the final date to pay your 2023 real estate and personal property taxes to your township. Village or city treasurer envelopes postmarked by January 31st will be honored as paid on time. Payments may be mailed to your local treasurer at the address shown on the lower left portion of your tax bill. Do not send payments to the county. The Richland County Treasurer's Office cannot collect current 2023 tax payments until after the January 31st deadline. Those making payments on delinquent taxes should continue to pay the county directly. If you have questions, call the Richland County Treasurer's Office at 608-647-3658.
Hey, Ellie.
Hi, Mom. Do you know what this week is?
I think I do. Dwayne and Randy have been patiently waiting for those floors at the new Chet's building to be finished.
Spot on. Chet's will open at the original location this week, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, and then we will be closed Friday and Saturday to move across the road to 880 North Orange Street, the former Schneider Plumbing and Heating building.
So does that mean the new store will open Monday, February 5th at 8 a.m.?
Sure will. Same hours, same prices, same great service. Just a new space to serve our friends better. And as always, we appreciate all of our loyal customers because without you, there wouldn't be us. See you Monday.
Today is Tuesday, January 30th. Murray Earl Moon, 77, of Richland Center, died January 22nd at Soldiers Grove Health Services in Soldiers Grove. Memorial services will be held at noon Wednesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at noon. Murray Earl Moon, 77, of Richland Center. Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 to 8, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to the family, Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad, or Bloom City Cemetery Association. Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro. Patsy L. Gauger, 81, of Boscobel, died Saturday after a courageous battle with Alzheimer's dementia at Divine Rehab and Nursing Home in Fenimore. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the BMC Methodist Church in Boscobel. A private burial will be held at a later date at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the BMZ Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family, BMZ Methodist Church, or the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Patsy L. Gauger, 81, of Boscobel.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbach here from the Philbach Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're
you
in Highland,
are listening
Richland
to
Center,
WRCE
Boston, or
Pershing,
or browsing online at
W299 CD, Richland Center.
Just waiting for you.